You will hear part of a radio program in which Peter Denison, a man who repairs clocks and watches, talks about his life and work. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences.
Today I'm visiting Peter Denison, who makes his living repairing old clocks and watches. Peter, is this a family tradition?
Not really. My father was a farmer, but he preferred the animals to the machinery, and my grandfather had been a vet. But while I was growing up, I was always fixing bikes and taking things like radios to bits. And I remember going to see an uncle whose garage was full of tools and machines. I used to spend all day in there with him while my cousins were playing football. I guess he saw that I was interested and encouraged me.
So why clocks in particular?
Well, one day when I was 14, I took my parents' clock to bits and discovered that clocks are actually beautifully made inside. It never worked again, but I made a thrilling discovery, and that's when I decided to specialise in clocks. For me, clocks are something which connect us with the past. I like old things that haven't been altered or modernised, but still work perfectly.
So what exactly did you study?
I did a course in what's known as horology at a college in Birmingham. I did well and went on to get a job with a top firm of jewellers in London afterwards. I was employed as what's called an improver, doing all sorts of repair work for 2 years. It was excellent experience, but, well, I didn't like city life, so eventually I decided to go home and set up my own workshop in the country.
Was that easy?
Well, I began working in a corner of an old factory. Other craftsmen used the rest of the building, so it was relatively cheap. Actually, I've spent my entire adult life working on my own in little rooms. I had a garden shed at one point, and then a little office behind a shop, and my current workshop is in a converted stable. My workspace is made up of hundreds of little drawers, and each piece of equipment has its place, so it's not as untidy as it might appear.
And what qualities do you need for this kind of work?
Well, good eyesight, sensitive hands, and a lot of patience are essential. Repairing a woman's watch the size of a small coin can be like doing microsurgery. And I work with my shoulders hunched forward, you know, an eyeglass in my eye, just a few centimetres away from the watch or clock mechanism. Fortunately, my eyes are still sound, but like a lot of watchmakers, I do find I get back problems.
And is it mostly old clocks you work with?
Yes, mostly from the period between 1850 and 1950. Although occasionally I'll get one going back to 1750, and that's a real thrill for me. Mm-hmm. The oldest I've worked on was an Italian night clock, dating from 1650. A lamp shone behind the clock face so that the time was reflected onto the wall. A lovely piece of craftsmanship, that.
And can most things be fixed?
Oh, yes, if they were well made originally. People are very sentimental about old clocks. They're often inherited, you know, handed down through the generations. But people generally don't bring them into me until they break or stop working properly. Mm. In the old days, people knew that they needed to clean working things, but now it doesn't occur to them. It needs doing at least once every 3 years.
And so, what is it you get out of the job exactly?
I often think of myself as a conservationist because I'm devoted to repairing things and keeping old things going. Working with your hands doesn't seem to be as valued in modern society as it once was, which is a shame. The environment is very important to me. And I try to grow my own vegetables and keep hens for eggs. So, you see, it's not just clocks.
Peter, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Now listen to part two again.